Hello. My name is Miles Kraut. I'm the president of Karma Development Corporation. I live at 30 Ramsgate Bay. I'm back here today in order to rezone phase 3 of our Centennial Park development. The reason I didn't submit this application as part of phase 1 and 2, which runs between Cordon and Kingsway, is because it's controlled by the airport authority. And as such, I needed to seek special permission in order to construct our dwellings, which consist of 30 bungalow-style condominiums in that area. Now, this process took several months to achieve, and we didn't want to hold up the project. Phase 1 and Phase 2, consisting of 62 units, sold out in a record-breaking 5 days. The successful rezoning would allow us to complete our infill community and connect the bicycle walk path from Cordon all the way through to Academy. Phase 3 is almost identical to the first two phases, which we're all very familiar with by now. I'd like to just go over a few key points, and then I look forward to answering any questions or concerns anyone has. Phase 3 will have similar style bungalow condominiums as the first two phases. There will be some differences, however. The colors will be changed, masonry work will change, as well as the acrylic stucco will vary. We will be widening the existing back lanes the same way we did in Phase 1 and Phase 2. So each back lane, if you could just show the back lanes from here on, each back lane will be widened by approximately 4 feet, and they'll be widened using concrete to the same standards as the City of Winnipeg uses for their own streets. Over 200 new trees and shrubs will be planted just in Phase 3 alone. So in the approximately 2 acres that Phase 3 houses, we'll be planting over $100,000 worth of trees and shrubs, all brand new. All parking, including visitor parking, will be housed on site. So there'll be 62 spaces for 30 units, which is about 2.1 spots per door. The City of Winnipeg bylaw requires 1.5 spots per door, so we have plenty of parking to house all of our residents and their guests right on site. 100% of the runoff and gray water will be stored on site as well, utilizing large catch basins underground. This is a requirement by Water and Waste, and it also allows us reuse and recycle a lot of our waters for irrigation and cleanup and so on. The fire department had some suggestions for us as well. They wanted to make sure we had significant amount of fire hydrants, of course, and they also wanted us to install, if you can please show them where the new road would be, right at the north end of the site. Now, this road is wide enough for fire trucks to access in case of an emergency, and it connects the east side of our project to the west side of our project. We were able to do that. We just had to remove a unit, and then we put in the new roadway there. Bungalows will be constructed out of insulated concrete forms. Now, this is a fairly new way of constructing residential-type housing. It's mostly used for commercial applications. Using insulated concrete forms, it allows us to build throughout the cold winter months. It also has a very high R value or insulation value. It also is very sound resistant. Like I mentioned before, we're in the fly zone, as I like to call it, so it's important to build our dwellings under knowing that there'll be airplanes flying above, making sure that they're well sound insulated. These units will sell for the same price as Phase 1 and 2 did. That's around $250,000 to $300,000, depending on the square footage and floor plans and options these people choose. We currently have a waiting list of over 230 people, believe it or not, for these 30 units. It's ridiculous at this point. So there certainly is a need for infill housing in this area, obviously. The condos will be maintained by a condo association. There'll be a condo fee applied to each unit. Condo fee is approximately $200. Now, basically, what this does is Each person contributes to cutting the lawn, removing the snow. When there's a lot of snow, for example, like this year, we'll have to truck the snow off-site, and that's put into our condo fee as well. There's also a contingency reserve fund included in this. Now, the reason why this is significant for the neighbors is the reserve fund guarantees that the units look the same from day one as they will, let's say, in 50 years from now. So each person will contribute approximately $35 into the savings account. And when it's time to repaint or reshingle, there'll be plenty of money in the bank to do so. We hosted an open house for all the residents in the area. We also put a small ad in the free press and handed out around 150 flyers to the neighbors. It was held on February the 22nd at our presentation center at 1700 Corden Avenue, and then we had very few people attend. Some new people actually just moved into the area that were interested to see what was going on. Most other people already know what's happening. That's pretty much all I have to say at this time, but I am looking forward to answering questions or concerns later. Thank you for your time.
Okay, is there any questions now? No, John?
Okay.
Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in support? Ernie, I've got you here in support. Did you wish to add anything? Okay. Anybody else in support who wishes to speak? Okay. In opposition, well, there are three names here, so you can come in whichever order you prefer. I've got Andrea Backer, Carrie Pahulak, and Juan Somoza. If any of you wish to speak, come on forward. And just state your name and address when you get up here, please.
Hi, my name is Andrea Backler. I live at 247 Centennial Street. I hadn't planned to speak today, but since there's such a small contingent in opposition, I felt it necessary. I just have to say that I think that this development was an example of a failing of democracy. I personally pounded the pavement and canvassed our neighborhood, and 90% of the people I spoke to were in opposition of this entire project. However, phase one and two have gone through, and I find it unfortunate. We live in one of the most densest neighborhoods in Winnipeg, and I live in a 95-year-old house that frankly does not match this kind of row housing style, and I just wanted to voice that the current density and the parking is quite high and inadequate, and my concern speaks to that. I know Mr. Kraut has said there will be 2.2 stalls, I think, per unit. Is that correct? However, if somebody has a party, there will be a lot of traffic. It's already a traffic issue on Centennial. It's a traffic-calm neighborhood, and I haven't met anybody who is directly affected by this property who's really happy about it. I understand there was a very small percentage that did support this, but I felt it necessary to voice this today.
Thank you. Any questions? Did either of the other people wish to speak? Carrie Pahulak? No. Juan Somoza? No. Anyone else who wishes to speak in opposition to this matter at all? Okay, and we have Kevin Howard for information. Did you wish to speak at all? Thank you. Would Yaron, Walter, or Miles Kraut wish to come back and rebut anything that's been said? Or you're okay? Okay. Councillor Orlico, do you have any questions for administration? Are you ready to go?
Just for clarification, administration, my understanding is the road is not 4 feet, it's 8 feet. be added on to make, is that correct?
It's...
To make it a 24, to make it a regular size street?
Yes. The final pavement width will be 6 meters wide, which is 20 feet. But it will be in a 24-foot right-of-way.
Okay, that's what you meant by right-of-way. Yes. The developer will be responsible for widening both public lanes by plus minus 8 feet from existing 16 feet to 24 feet.
Yeah, that's the right-of-way.
And that's the right-of-way. Okay. Well, I must say that I'm quite happy. My biggest concern, personally, and I'll state it just for the record, and I know it matters not anymore, this is a failed opportunity by the city to make a proper bike path accessible corridor that would be perfect. But again, that's water under the bridge that we pass that point. It's unfortunate. This development, though, in this development that is being proposed, I believe it is, especially in this area here. My big concern prior was the fact that I still have strong concerns, and I still do with this, but a little less, of using a back lane as a front street for cars that are backing onto those streets. It's still a concern. But since this street does not access onto Academy, which would make it a full through street, that is limited pretty well. The only people I can see taking this back lane / front street will be the residents of that area. The other two lanes, I'm not too sure about still. I still believe they'll be used as cut-through because traffic is a huge issue in that area. There's no way around that. However, all that said, I have to look what we have now. I believe that Karma has done what they have to do. We do know that it will be supported by council as a whole. I don't doubt that at all. I believe it's a good balance. I also do know that in the River Heights ward, there's a huge demand for people to live there, and I'm very proud of that. And that's what we all want to maintain. We want to maintain that balance between people that want to make a whole lot of money, which could have arisen from, let's say, Karma Development doing a six-story apartment block or a condo complex right down that corridor, versus doing these one-story bungalow styles. So that said, in not an ideal world, but with this presentation, I believe it's the best presentation that we can have for the best infill we can that minimizes the most possible impact. We can't go back to a green space. It's not my land anymore. It's not the city's land. It's the developer's land. So I believe the developer has done what they can to mitigate and join the community. So I will be supporting it.
Okay.
And let's get to right now. We'll do which one, the rezoning first?
No, the SBA first.
All right, sorry. The SBA, which is secondary plan. There we are. Sorry. That the report of the public service be taken as read.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
That we see a public representation be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.